The Gospels according to love. Audio, Mark, chapter 12. Scribes tempt Jesus. Jesus to begin to speak to his disciples by parables. A certain man planted a vineyard, and he set a hedge about it. He dug a place for the wine vat, and he built a tower. Then he lent it out to husbandmen and went into a far country. At the season he sent the husbandmen a servant that he might receive from them of the fruit of the vineyard. The husbandmen caught the servant and beat him. They sent him away empty. Again, the man sent to them another servant. At this one, they cast stones, wounding him in the head. They sent him away, shamefully handled. Again, the man sent another, and they killed him. Many others did he send. The husbandmen did beat some, and they killed. Having yet one left to send, his son, whom was well beloved, at last he sent him away also to them, saying, they will have reverence for him. The husbandmen said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours. They took him and they killed him, and then cast him out of the vineyard. What therefore shall the Lord of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the husbandmen and will give the vineyard to others. Have you not read the scripture? The stone that the builders rejected is become the head of the corner. This is love's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The scribes and the chief priests sought to lay hold on Jesus, but they feared the people. They knew he had spoken the parable against them. Still they left Jesus and went their way, sending to him certain Pharisees and Herodians, hoping to catch Jesus in his words. When they came to Jesus, they said, Master, we know that you are true and care for no one over the other, for you regard not the person, but teach the way of love and truth. Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? Shall we give or not give? Jesus, knowing their hypocrisy, said to them, why do you tempt me? Bring me a penny that I may see it. They brought it, and Jesus said to them, whose image is this and superscription? They said to Jesus, Caesar's. Jesus answered them, saying, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. Give to love the things that are love's. They marveled at Jesus. Then the Sadducees, who believe there is no resurrection, came to Jesus. They asked him, Master, Moses wrote to us that if a man's brother dies and leaves no children, the man should take his wife and raise up seed to his brother. Now there are seven brothers. The first took a wife and died, leaving no seed. The second took her and died, also leaving any seed. The third likewise, until all seven had her and left no seed. Last of all, she died also. In the resurrection, therefore, when they shall arise, whose wife shall she be? For the seven all had her to wife. Jesus answered, saying to them, you do therefore error, because you know not the scriptures, neither do you know the power of love. When they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry or are given in marriage. They are as angels that are in heaven. As for the dead, that they rise, have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush love spoke to him, saying, I am love of Abraham, I am love of Isaac, and the love of Jacob? Life is not the love of the dead, but the love of the living. You therefore err greatly. One of the scribes, having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that Jesus had answered him well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? Jesus answered, the first of all commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our love is one love. You shall love with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. This is the first commandment. The second commandment is like this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There are no greater commandments than these. The scribe said to Jesus, well, Master, you have said the truth, for there is one love and there is none other but love. To love with all the heart, with all the understanding, with all the soul, with all the strength, to love your neighbors as yourself is more than all of the whole of burnt offerings and sacrifices. When Jesus heard him answer wisely, he said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of love. No one after that dared ask Jesus any more questions. Jesus asked while he taught in the temple, how say the scribes that Christ is the son of David? David himself said by the Spirit of love, the love said to my Lord, sit you on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. David therefore himself called Christ Lord. How is Christ then David's son? The common people heard Jesus gladly. Jesus said to them in his doctrine, beware of the scribes that come in long clothing. They adore salutations in the marketplace, the chief seats in the synagogue, and the uppermost rooms at the feast. They devour widows' houses, and for pretense make long prayers. Men as these shall receive greater damnation. Jesus sat over against the treasury, and they beheld how the people cast money into it. Many that were rich cast in much. Then there came a certain poor widow. She threw in two mites, equaling a farthing. Jesus called to him his disciples, and he said to them, I say to you that this poor widow has cast more in than all the others which have cast into the treasury. For all of them did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living.